174 new COVID-19 cases and 3 deaths in the last 24 hours. In its daily update, the Ministry of Health and Childcare says all 774 new cases are local transmissions. This sees the cumulative number of COVID-19 cases recorded in the country since March 2020 rising to 15,265 with 380 deaths. 11,574 recoveries have been recorded. Acting President Kembo Mahadi says the security sector will deal with any form of complacency and failure to comply with the recently announced lockdown regulations. Acting President Mahadi told journalists in Harare that all those who are using fake COVID-19 certificates will face the full wrath of the law.
In the past lockdowns, we achieved a lot in controlling the spread of the virus through cohesion and a unit of purpose. Nevertheless, as leadership, we observe the general laxity and carelessness of our people to adhere to the set protocols. Furthermore, the presentation of an authentic COVID-19 free certificate by some of our citizens has exposed many unassuming people to the disease. Such dishonesty is criminal and detrimental to the very fabric of society and far removed from UNU or UNTU. This has contributed to a surge in the infections we are talking about.
Meanwhile, the Community Working Group on Health chairperson for Mashingo Urban, Entrance Takaiza, says law enforcement agencies should be tough in enforcing lockdown regulations due to laxity and violations of preventative measures by the public at a time when cases of COVID-19 are surging.
Utano ikodzero yedu tikatarisa ruzhinji hakuchapfeki mamaski vanhu vakungofamba vasina mamaski mumakombi umu unoona vanhu vasina dzimwe dzinenge dziri pazvirebvu saka nekudaro aiwa zvakutoda kuti isusu timanikidzirwe nemapurisa kupfeka mamaski iwayo kudzivirira zvekuparada kwecovid-19 kutorega kuinda kumabhawa usiku tichicherechedza zvakataugwa nevebazi rezveutano utano ndohwedu ikodzero yedu nekudaro ngatizvingwarire pachedu tisawani.
On Saturday, Vice President and Minister of Health and Childcare, Dr. Constantino Chiwenga, announced a raft of lockdown measures to curb the spread of the coronavirus. The Consumer Council of Zimbabwe says COVID-19 and the continuous increase of prices severely affected consumers in 2020. CCZ Regional Manager for Mashingo Province, Ndumiso Mguchini, says 2021 promises to be a better year since the prices of basic commodities have stabilized.
Kuera 2020 ranga rakaomera vatengi nechigwere cheCovid-19 chakaita kuti vatengi nevashandi vasaenda kumabasa vachitevedzera zvisungo zvebazi reutano. Pakatanga pane total lockdown yekuti vanhu vanga vasingabvumidzi kuenda kumabasa kana kuti pakufamba chaizvo vaitonzi vafambe vane matsamba aivabvumidza kuti vafambe. Patotal lockdown tokunatoti mitengo mizhinji yembatya nemabasic commodities akakwira kumalocations kunogara vatengi vazhinji nekuti vemashops onazo vaitotorawo advantage kuti vatengi vanga vasingakwanisi.
Some unscrupulous business people took advantage of the lockdown to charge exorbitant prices on basic goods. In international news, Saudi Arabia has resumed international flights and reopened its land and sea borders. The kingdom reimposed a temporary travel ban on December 20 following the emergence of a mutated variant of COVID-19 in a number of European countries. The move comes amid some restrictions whereby non-Saudis arriving from the United Kingdom, South Africa and other countries where a new variant of the virus has been detected must stay at least 14 days out of these countries before entering Saudi Arabia. It further imposed that travelers coming from countries where the variant has been reported must quarantine at home under supervision for 7 days and take a PCR test on the 6th day from arrival. Travelers coming from countries where the variant has not been detected must self-isolate at home for 7 days or self-isolate at home for 3 days and take a PCR test. That's the news for this hour. We urge you to comply with all lockdown regulations and prevent the further spread of COVID-19. My name is Shepherd Mokovedo.